This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. That's Matthew 6, verse 24. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Dad Life 365. I am your host, Manuel Mathis, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This episode is going to be very important. Hopefully, it will be one that you will listen to more than once. Hopefully, it inspires and encourages you. Because today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of men serve. They say 9 out of 10 men serve this master, and it is the master of pornography. All right. So we are going to get into it, but before we do, I have to say other things: like, share, subscribe, but please share this episode with someone that you know who may be struggling with this addiction. Because I hope to encourage you with the information that I found, and just put forth some biblical perspective and solutions to it. Now, I know there's a million solutions, but I really hope that the solutions I give may help you get in the right direction. All right, so the verse I read, though, is about greed, right? But Tim Keller, the late Tim Keller, had a very unique perspective on greed. I wouldn't say it's unique in the sense of, like, it's never been thought of before, but it was unique in my mind because I never heard someone explain it. But the way he talked about greed was that it's something that no one thinks they are, right? No one thinks they're greedy, right? And that's what makes it so dangerous, right? It's like, well, I'm not greedy, you know? And so because you don't think you're greedy, you could probably rest assured that you are. And it's the same with pornography. I've talked to many people. I remember some of my childhood friends growing up, even people that I know as I've lived my 37 years so far in this life, would tell me, I'm not addicted to pornography, right? I can get over it. Well, I'll tell you straight up now that I was. I was addicted to pornography. My wife knows it. And it frightens me because my fear is that my three sons will be addicted to pornography at some point in their life. I hope they're not. But how to avoid that is a question that I've yet to be able to completely answer. But I know how to avoid it in my life, and hopefully by avoiding it in my life, I can help them when that does arise. Because they say it every year, pornography is being exposed to kids at a younger age all the time, right? I'm sure that my son has already told me, he's 10 years old, and he's already told me that some of the kids have talked about things that are inappropriate. Now, you have to remember, my kids are homeschooled 3 days a week, and they only go to school twice a week to be in school with other students and other kids and stuff too. So they're around a whole bunch of homeschool kids, and they are being exposed to some degree this kind of stuff. So you can imagine if they were at a private school like I was, or a public school, how much more it would be rampant in the school, as if it isn't already for my kids. But like I always say, the man is the head of the home, so it starts with us. So if we can get our lusts under control, I think it would help when it comes to how we handle it as dads talking to our kids, especially our sons, about this. Because I think you should talk to them about it. It's better you talk to them and make them aware of it so that when it is seen, they know how to handle it. It's kind of like a firearm. Now, I know not a lot of you people that listen to this are from America, but here in America, we love our guns. But everyone knows in America, at least every gun owner knows, the primary thing about guns is safety, right? Gun safety, right? So I introduced my kids to the firearms that we have in the house, and that they're not toys, that you cannot just pick these up and play with them, aim them at each other. They're not toys to even touch, right? So when we look at that, when we talk about guns, we take it very seriously.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Very aware of the nature of it. They can be used for sport, they can be used for fun, but they're very serious things. And again, I like to use that same idea with pornography, right? Sex is good, sex is fun, but it's also a very dangerous thing. And if it's not handled carefully and rightly, it can kill a man's soul. Not beyond repair, because no one's beyond repair in Christ. But you have to be killing your sin, or your sin will be killing you, as Charles Spurgeon once said. So we have to be able to fight it properly. Okay, and that's why I'm doing this episode. But first, I want to start off with a definition of pornography. Now, this is what the dictionary says pornography is. It says sexually explicit videos, photographs, writings, or the like produced to elicit sexual arousal. Now, that is a very vague definition, right? Sexually explicit. That can mean a lot of different things. Like Instagram has pornography on it. No, people aren't showing their like full-blown breasts and nipples and things like that, or maybe their vaginal area, their penis, or things like that. They might be showing all those things, but there is sexually explicit content on there, right? So I like the way Vodi Bakum said it one time. He said, the culture we live in here in the United States, we live in a culture where pornography is around us all the time. All right, it could be photographic, it could be right in front of your face as you're at the beach or at the pool. it's around you a lot. Right? So when we look at our culture, we have to think of our culture as pornographic. We can't think of it as innocent until we're in front of a TV screen or in front of a laptop or in front of a cell phone. Right? Pornography is around you all the time. Women that wear spandex and don't, and it's pornographic. Why? Because it causes sexual arousal. Guys like that. That's pornographic. And so if you can recognize it in the middle of the store and say like, that's not good, you'll be able to pick up on cues in yourself and be able to say, hey, I'm already heading down this road now. So let me backtrack now before this gets to a full 10, which obviously a full 10 is masturbating to pornography on your phone, right? Or on your laptop or on your television or whatever, in a movie that you decide to watch, right? Whatever the case may be. Before you get to a 10, you have to realize that you live with at least a 3 all the time. Okay, and I think that was so helpful because I told the guy at work one time, I was like, I don't know if you can really define porn, but you know it when you see it. Right, so as I'm saying this, a lot of you are like, okay, this is starting to make some kind of sense, I hope. Right, so notice the definition says explicit videos, photographs, writings, or the like. Now, there are some books that a lot of women are starting to read these days that are pornographic because they're very explicit in their content. Because my wife was like, someone that she knows, someone she worked with, recommended a book to her. She started reading it and was like, oh, what is this? And stopped because it was pornographic. Because it brought about, in the book, it talked a lot about sexually explicit things that are happening. But they're saying, because I'm not watching on the screen, it's not pornography. That is incorrect. Okay, so we have to get our definitions right, and we have to understand the environment we live in. So those are crucial to fighting it, right? If you can understand that you can get sexually aroused by almost anything these days because pornography is all around you, you can begin to fight it much earlier before it gets really bad, right? So I'll explain. I've already said a lot and we're 10 minutes in, but I want to explain this. Every February, or most Februaries, we didn't do it this February, but most Februaries, my family and I go on a 1 month fast from TV, no television whatsoever, right? And so it's like a fast, nothing, not when we're going to bed, not after the end of the long day, nothing. We just go without any screens for the month. Obviously,
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We have our phones or whatever, but even then, we're not watching videos on our phone. We got off social media. We did all the things that we're supposed to do. We cut off ourselves from the world when it comes to screens as much as we could, right? But I'll never forget, we were like a week in, and I went to the store for something at night, and this female was walking in front of me, and I looked, and she was wearing spandex, and she had a big butt. And I remember I saw that, and I felt the sexual arousal, and I was like, oh. So I looked away, but then I could feel my flesh wanting to continue to look. It's like it hasn't been satisfied in a while, and it was hungry, right? My flesh was like dying for that, right? I was, you know, inadvertently, without knowing it, I was killing the flesh when it came to my lust by not watching television and not getting on social media. It wasn't the intent. The intent was to spend more time with my wife and kids at the time, but it just happened. I was like, whoa. And for the rest of the night, like, that was the only thing that was on my mind. Like, I could not get it out of my mind. And to the point to where I, like, sat down and was like, Lord, you gotta help me. Like, I don't know what's wrong. Like, my flesh really wants to keep thinking about this, and I need to stop. And I remember that night, I fell asleep, and I had a dream, and she was in the dream. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and just, like, praying right when I went, like, this is not right. Like, this is really bad, right? It was just lingering, right? And it was my flesh just eating away at this, trying to get me to feed it. And thankfully, the next day, like, it wasn't as vivid anymore, right? And now, as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about it, and the picture isn't as vivid. And I believe the Lord helped me in that area, but I'll never forget that. Because if you start to fight your flesh and you make a conscious effort to work on it really hard, your flesh will fight back, right? And the enemy, Satan and the devil and his minions, and I don't think Satan's coming after me, but the flesh and Satan, they will try to get you. We have to be aware that we're in a spiritual battle. That is most important, right? But there's a few things I want to talk about when it comes to pornography before we talk about how we can really defeat this thing, okay? And I'll tell you right off the bat, it has been over 3 years since I viewed pornography. Okay, so I'm not trying to speak from authority on this, like, oh, listen to me because I defeated it. No, I didn't defeat it. I just haven't viewed it and masturbated to it in over 3 years. I haven't done it. And I'll explain why later. But what's important here is that you can do it too. Okay, my wife and I, at the church we go to, we took a class. And you know what? No, I'll come back to that story later. I want to talk about a few things. And one of them is the effects that porn has on your brain. Okay, now I read this book a couple years ago called Surfing for God. It's a great book. If you are struggling with pornography, I highly recommend you get that book and you read it. All right, now in Surfing for God, he talks a lot about the science behind porn addiction, and it is an addiction. Okay, so that's the first thing I want to mention, is that pornography consumption, it triggers an addiction response. All right, so it desensitizes your brain to dopamine, and it creates a dependency. Okay, so they've done studies on the brain and realized that the brain responds to porn the same way the brain responds to addictive drugs. So a great example of this would be, like, nowadays the drug of choice is fentanyl, right? Unfortunately, and fentanyl, you can only take so much before it kills you, right? But it's an addiction. People get addicted to it, and they will take fentanyl. And eventually, if you take too much, it will kill you. But if you don't take too much, what it will do is just put you to sleep. But because it does a dopamine dump, well, dopamine is this chemical that's in your brain as part of your central nervous system. When it dumps, it makes you feel really good. Okay, and it creates a dependency on it. It's why you're addicted to social media. It's why you get addicted to certain things. It's because of a dopamine dump. It's a part of the reason. Now, social media and other things, the dump isn't as severe as it is with drugs and pornography. Because pornography does the same thing addictive drugs do. But what happens is with pornography, it's different than other drugs, because other drugs you have to stop doing eventually. Right, like fentanyl can kill you if you don't stop. There's other drugs that if you take them, you keep taking them, you'll just pass out and wake up later on. But it's not the same with pornography. In this book, Surfing for God, he talks about how one guy stayed up for over 8 hours viewing pornography. And imagine someone just doing drugs for 8 hours, the effects that would have on that person's brain. Okay, so it's serious, right? But not only does it affect your brain to where it affects your sensation to dopamine. So just in the same way as drugs, how you have to take more to get that sensation again, you have to go deeper into pornography to get the same sensation that you were getting before. So before you know it, you start watching more vulgar and grotesque things. And I think that's a big reason why we're seeing a lot of people struggle with like child pornography or like abusive porn and things of that nature, is because they need it in order to get off. But pornography also worsens your mental health. I'm not like the biggest fan of mental health. Sometimes I just think people are sissies. I know I sound very American when I say that. Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah, I do. But it worsens your mental health, your ability to actually deal with your emotions, right? So you become more petulant. You lose your sense of maturity when you watch too much porn. You're not as mature, so you can't handle your emotions very well, because that's really what maturity is, learning how to handle your emotions. And if you look around today, not a lot of people can handle their emotions very well. They get angry way too quick, and their fits of rage are just outbursts. You have that could be an issue. People are depressed or anxious, or there's a huge list of different mental health issues that people have because of pornography. Another thing that affects men more than women is misogyny. All right, so misogyny is when you think men are greater than women, just like with feminism, where feminists think like, oh, at least some forms of feminism think women are better than men. The point is we're all created in the image of God. We're all equal. But pornography causes men to think less of women. Okay, that's what happens when we view it. It's a scientific fact. This isn't up for debate. Well, I don't do that. You do, because you watch pornography. It is not natural for us to, so when we do view it, it will affect us in ways that we don't realize, but it does. The first step is admitting it. It affects the way you view women. It will. You don't get a say in this. The only say you get is clicking on a screen, and the moment you do that, you don't get a say on what happens to your brain because of it. All right? But another big issue that I was actually shocked by, that porn does, is it affects, it causes erectile dysfunction. So intimacy with spouses or future spouses lessens because of it. So erectile dysfunction is when you can't get it up. Okay, because of the desensitization that we talked about earlier, when it triggers you, that's what happens. Right, the erectile dysfunction is a result of you being desensitized in the brain with dopamine. Okay, what's in front of you isn't arousing you like you thought it should, like it did on the video, right? Or like it did in the movie that you're watching. It doesn't arouse you the same way as it should, because the people in the videos are acting and it's all fake. Okay, it is what it is. It's fake. They're acting. None of it's real, but they make you think it's real, so that's what you want, and it makes things worse for you and your spouse for the future. So there is a way out of it, though. There is a way to get that back. All right. If you are addicted to porn and maybe you've felt some of these symptoms, there's a way back. And obviously the first step is quit watching porn. Right. But unfortunately, porn just doesn't affect your brain. That would be nice, but we as humans are more than just our brains. We are our spirits, okay? And our spirits get affected by porn as well, all right? Because porn is destructive. Now, the Bible specifically never uses the word porn. The word porneo in the Greek does show up in the New Testament, but we usually translate it perverse or perversion or debauchery or things of that nature. We don't necessarily translate it pornography. All right, but the term itself, porn, isn't in the Bible, even though the root to that word is. Okay, but we also see that Jesus says in Matthew 5:28 that porn displeases God. All right, because it says, Matthew 5:28, I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Okay, so when we lust after people, which is what you're doing when you're watching this stuff, you are committing adultery in your heart. Even when I was at the store many years ago, when I looked, there was lust in my heart in that moment. That's what Jesus considers as adultery. Okay? Or you have the Proverbs talks about how to deal with an adulterous woman in Proverbs chapter 6. All right? So listen to this. It says, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. This is what it says in Proverbs 6, 24 through 27. Do not desire her beauty in your heart. There's the lust. Do not do that. Don't desire her beauty in your heart. And do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. So he's saying the same thing twice here. Don't be captivated by these women, right, on the screen, by their beauty and the way they look and the way they talk. Like, they make it themselves seem appealing to you. Because, listen to what it says, for the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread. It's cheap. Doing what you're doing on the video screen is cheap. You are cheapening yourself, and you are cheapening that other person on the other side of the screen who's created in God's image. Okay, that's what you're doing. You're cheapening it. But listen to this. In the same verse, it says, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. So it's not the sex that's bad. It's the lust compared to a precious life. All life is precious. Even the woman who is enticing you, she will be judged by God, but she is still an image bearer of God. And we need to look at her like that. And not have thinking, oh, she is simply there for my pleasure. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do in my mind with this woman because she's only there for my pleasure. That's when the misogyny kicks in. And you think less of that woman because she's not precious. She's just another tool for your pleasure. And at the end of this verse here in Proverbs, it says, can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Obviously, the answer to that question is no. You cannot hold fire close to your chest and not get burned. In the same way, you cannot mess around with lust and it not affect your life in any way. It will be destructive in your life. I've heard countless stories. Not countless. I shouldn't say that. That's hyperbole. I've heard a lot of stories of men who have committed adultery, and they all say they had issues with pornography. Oh, well, I'll never cheat on my wife. One, never think that, because then you're never going to try to fight against it. But also, stop watching it. Well, I'll never go there. Yeah, you may think that until you're there. Just like you probably told yourself yesterday was the last day you're going to look at it. And yet, you might have looked at it again today. All right? So, we have to realize that it will affect us. It will burn our clothes. All right? And another thing about porn is you cannot serve that and God at the same time. All right? You know, and we read that verse earlier. You cannot serve two masters. Right, you can't serve porn and God at the same time. Yes, you could be a Christian and have a pornographic addiction, But just know that Jesus is the Lord of your life, so you already have an allegiance to someone else, so you cannot keep going back to it. Right? You cannot be dominated by it. Just like it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything." Do not be dominated by this thing. You cannot be, because that is not your Lord. Christ is your Lord in your life now. Right? You are a slave to Christ. You have been set free by him. You are a slave. But pornography promises you freedom. It promises you choice. It has a whole bunch of checks that it cannot cash. Listen to what it says in 2 Peter 2:19. It says, "They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved." So, for the love of God, for the love of your wife, for the love of your future wife, kill the sin before it starts killing you. Okay, now, how do we overcome this addiction? I will tell you how I overcame it, but I can only give you my story. I could tell you, oh, these are the things you need to do. I'm sure you've already heard people say that, and you're in the same position you're in. It's not wise for me to tell you, here's 5 steps for you to stop watching porn. Okay. But I'll tell you what happened for me. Going back to the story I was telling you earlier, there was one day I was in this marriage class with my wife, and this guy was talking about his addiction to pornography. And he said he had, you know, it's been a couple of years since he's watched any porn, and his fight against it, and was really going over it, and it was really cool. And he said the one thing that helped him is to know that as you're walking the journey, like, a lot of the times you think, like, if you've gone a couple weeks or maybe a month or maybe even a year without watching, you're like, oh man, I've gotten so much further down the road that you think that pornography is like way back there, like a year back. So it's going to take you a year to fall back into it if you do. But he said, that's not the way it works. It's more like you're walking next to a ditch for a year, but you have yet to fall in it. But you're still walking next to the ditch. You have to be aware that it's trying to let you fall into it. It wants you to fall in. You got to think of it as, I'm always walking next to the ditch, but I'm not going to fall in. You have to be aware of it. That is one thing that helped me big time, is to think of it like that. To think of it that it's always there. It always wants me. Right? But also, you have to start today. Right, one of the lies I used to tell myself all the time is, oh, I'll start tomorrow, or I won't do that again tomorrow. It was even when I was in college and I wasn't even following the Lord, before I became a sold-out believer. It was the same with my faith. Oh, I'll start trusting in Christ tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna give all this stuff up, smoking marijuana and, you know, doing whatever I'm doing, and I'll just follow Christ tomorrow. It was always the next day. Tomorrow never came. As Hebrews 3:15 says, as it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Notice he says, today if you hear his voice. You have to make the decision today. I don't care if you messed up before you turn this on. Start today. You have to start today, and you have to start knowing that at any moment you could fall right back in. But then don't live in defeat. You have the power of victory every single day, every single moment. You just have to do a couple things. You have to recognize it, understand it, and fight against it. I highly suggest reading the book that I mentioned earlier called Surfing for God. Highly recommend it. It's a great book, and it may even help you. But at the end of the day, there's no amount of books you're going to be able to read. There's no amount of accountability partners. There's no amount of different softwares you're going to download that's truly going to keep you away from it. Those are good crutches, and I highly recommend them. But at the end of the day, if you really want to get on the right side of this thing, you have to make Christ the Lord of your life. It is an addiction. You have to admit it, and you have to fight it as one. All right? So I love you guys. I wouldn't be telling you guys this if I didn't care for you. Because remember, you have children, or you will have future children who will have the same struggles. And I want you to be ready to be able to help them fight. Because it will affect your children. It will. You may not want it to. You may think, oh, it's hidden. No one's going to know. No, it doesn't work that way. Men do compartmentalize, but women are like, they say men are like waffles and women are like pancakes. Well, women are just a little more obvious and a little more honest with themselves. Men think we can compartmentalize things when we do compartmentalize them, but in reality, everything spills over into something else. There's no way you can truly compartmentalize stuff like that. You can try, but it doesn't work like that. Your pornography addiction will affect your marriage. Your pornography addiction will affect how you parent. Your pornography addiction will affect your relationships with others. And most importantly, your pornography addiction will affect your relationship with the Lord. So, I pray that this episode has been impactful. Heavenly Father, I pray that the men that are going to listen to this episode will be impacted by it. Lord, that you, by your grace, will use this episode to help men and women see that pornography is destructive, that it is evil, that it is wicked, that it does nothing for the soul but destroy it. Give these people the power they need to overcome it. It is in Christ's name that I pray. Amen. Have a blessed week. Until next Wednesday, I'm out.